Proclamation number 7097 of 19th of April, 1958. Fighting was serving in Earth life. No human being's earthly course will remain without struggle. Everyone will have to fight battles, and he should do everything in his power to become and remain a victor. For only through constant battle will his soul mature, which at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being still harbors a lot of immature spiritual substances, which will affect it all the more conscientiously it wants to fulfill its earthly task. For this is also the battle my adversary wages for these souls, that he tries to influence the still immature spiritual substances to express themselves in his will. And if the soul earnestly desires me, then it must above all resist those desires which clearly betray my adversary's influence, which requires much seriousness and strength but is nevertheless possible with a constant request for my help through the application of strength. Yet every victory in such battles against himself, i.e., against his own desires and vices, will increase his strength and also increasingly deny my adversary access. For such a victory is at the same time a pushing back of self-love. And since the supply of strength on my part increases, it will now be applied to unselfish loving activity. And this also means coming closer to me and detaching oneself from my adversary. And therefore it can also be said that the human being has to fight or serve during his earthly existence. As service testifies to a battle which has been passed and which has proceeded, service with love. Anyone whose inner being is already filled with unselfish love will also have to endure less difficult battles, or he will also be able to resist more easily if he is pressured by my adversary to do his bidding. By virtue of his love he will also be able to bring the still immature substances of his soul and body to maturity more quickly, for through his unselfish love, through his service to his neighbor, he also secures my presence, and thus I am also the surest protection from the adversary. Inner battles are still signs of a certain power over you, whereas serving with love already proves your affiliation to me, which liberates you from his yoke. But by being unkind you show that you still belong to him, and therefore you will then also be exposed to hard battles. You will, as it were, have to use force in order to acquire the kingdom of heaven. But if this is your will then you will truly also receive strength to be victorious over the one who wants to prevent you from entering my kingdom. But woe to those who are indifferent to everything, who are neither willing to serve with love nor want to do conscious soul work on themselves, who therefore will rarely only have to fight inner battles but are rather willing to fulfill my adversary's will. Although earthly they will often have to endure a less difficult earthly fate, unless I take hold of them with an iron hand by trying to make them think differently through hard blows of fate. But then this will also mean hard inner battles in which they will have to prove themselves. No victory can be achieved without a fight. Impure substances of the soul cannot be purified without a fight. And without a fight the human being will remain on the same level of development if love is not unusually strong in him, that love is and remains the victor. That my adversary's attacks and temptations are therefore immediately repelled with the strength of love, which is strength from me. For love achieves everything. Love will also easily master the purification of the still immature spirit. Love will only ever want to be of service, and a loving person establishes unity with me of his own accord, and therefore he has a far more powerful lord and protector at his side than the one who would like to ascend to lord. But every battle you pass will also strengthen your strength of love. Therefore you need only ever appeal to me for an influx of strength, and this will result in the ability to master all passions, faults or vices, and now, instead of satisfying self-love, to carry out selfless works of love. For this is your task, your aim on earth, to shape your nature into love, which my adversary will always want to prevent and which requires a constant battle on your part. But you can be and remain victorious in this battle if you call upon me in Jesus Christ to strengthen your will, to give you strength and to release you from the one who still keeps you bound. Amen.